Without Tim gone, would we ever be able to make it work? His new must-have reference book for every fashionista hits shelves today. It's called Tim Gunn's Fashion Bible, and it covers everything from togas to t-shirts, and he definitely does not love them all, and he's here to tell us all about it. We welcome you, Tim
Gunn. Thank you, Lara. Thrilled to be here with you, especially someone as fashionable as you.
Oh, well, thank you. That is a giant compliment. In the book, I love, you talk about the biggest fashion crime in history. Tell us what you believe it is.
Oh, well, actually, there's so many of them. But, I mean, for me, I have to say, it's an item of footwear. It's the ubiquitous croc, I have to say. I mean, footwear has a tremendously long lineage, of course. As long as we've been walking, we've been putting things on our feet. But this is such a major step backward. I feel it's almost like going back to the Neanderthals.
I hope Mario Batali has earmuffs on right now, because he does so love them.
But does he wear them in a fashion context? Is he ever on the red carpet wearing a pair of Crocs?
I think he's just always wearing them.
Is he always?
Yes.
Well,
I'll set you two up for an appointment.
I may need to talk to Mario.
So Crocs are a no-go. You also talk about capri-length cargo pants as an absolute do not.
You know, I honestly do not understand why they are so popular, other than, I shouldn't say that, I get it. When you're wearing a pair of cargo capri pants, the only thing that you have to worry about fitting is the waist. But they cut your leg off at a very unattractive place and make you look visually shorter. And every woman I know wants to look as long and lean as possible.
So if you're going to go for that bohemian cargo look, you're saying at least make it full length.
Exactly.
Okay. Fair enough. What is the difference, as you talk about in your book, between the Cleopatra or the Helen? We all have our inner.
Well, this is about dresses specifically and about tracing the lineage of dresses. And if you like draped dresses, they go back to ancient Egypt. And I cite Helen of Troy as the fashion icon of that period. And if you like tailored, structured clothes, then everything goes back to Cleopatra, to ancient Egypt.
I'm a little bit of a Cleopatra.
You're a Cleopatra.
I want to just quickly talk to you about some of our big fashion iconic moments.
Yes.
And the cast of Dynasty is among them.
Oh, I mean, the cast of Dynasty defined the 80s when it comes to fashion. I mean, how over the top was all that, and the exaggerated shoulder pads, and bigger than life, the power suit.
Everything old is new again.
Everything old is new again.
We're seeing all of it.
We are.
What's your one piece of takeaway fashion advice for women today, this fall, right now?
Oh, in terms of things that women should run out and buy?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I have to say, I find that so many women do not own a blazer. They're running around in jeans and T-shirts. And go find a fabulous blazer. They come in myriad styles and colors.
Find price points.
So yep. Find something that suits your lifestyle, suits your budget, and that speaks to you.
All right, Tim Gunn. It's called The Fashion Bible. And everybody, it is out today. We thank you so much.
Thank you, Lara.
Thank you for teaching us about our inner Troy or Helen of Troy or Cleopatra.